Gmail Podcast, Gmail Hosting, Part 1.
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Welcome to the Gmail Podcast, a collection of short hints, tips, and tricks to help you get more from your Gmail account. I'm your host, Chuck Tomasi. Thank you for joining me today. If you're listening to this by clicking directly on the icon on the website, consider subscribing for free to get the show automatically delivered to you. Just download Apple iTunes and go to www.chuckchat.com and click on the image that says Subscribe iTunes next to the Gmail Podcast banner. It's quick, free, and easy. Earlier this week, I had the pleasure of meeting with Mark Horseman from the Manager Tools podcast. At one point, our conversation turned to Gmail. Mark asked if he could manage his email more effectively in Gmail. I mentioned how to forward your email to Gmail and reply as that address, which I covered in an earlier show, but that wasn't quite what he was interested in. For Mark's size operation, a Microsoft Exchange server is overkill. Seeing as he likes Gmail, I gave it a little more thought. When I told him that Gmail can do complete hosting, his ears pricked up and I promised to cover it in the next show. Well, here it is. In this podcast, and at least one more to follow, I'll cover the process of letting Gmail host your email. Step 1 is to apply for hosting. This service is still in beta, but what isn't in Google? In my opinion, Google has taken the beta out of beta. Nearly everything they release for the public is pretty solid. To apply for your Google Mail hosting, go to www.google.com/hosted. That's H-O-S-T-E-D. Click on the button on the bottom of the screen that says, I'm interested. On the next page, sign in with your Gmail account. If you don't already have a Gmail account, click on the link, Create an Account Now. Once you've logged in, complete the information on the second page, which includes your organization name, location, website, email, domain to manage, number of accounts to manage, and a few other personal items. Make sure you choose enough accounts to cover your existing user base of your domain and provide for some growth. Once the information is complete, click the Submit button on the bottom of the screen, and your application will be considered, and you'll be notified when it's done. I will follow up with the rest of the migration and management in a future Gmail podcast. That's all the time we have for this week. If you still haven't done so, stop by the website and click on the Frapper link, or go to frapper.com/Gmail, that's frapper.com/Gmail, to let me know where you are in the world. Comments, suggestions, or Gmail invite requests can be sent to gpodcast@gmail.com. I have no affiliation with Google other than as a satisfied Gmail user. This show is supported by listener donations from listeners like you. Visit the website www.chuckchat.com. This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. Join the discussion forums for all the member shows at forums.friendsintech.com. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to write.
You've got Gmail.